Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur.
Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud,
Halacha Yud.
Baruch Hashem, B'siyata Mishmaya, we've already seen the flaws in Tanas Hashem.
Now we will continue. Again, this is based on the Torah made of Rabbeinu, Adonai Rav David Zatzal. Not easy stuff. Meaning Rabbeinu is very, very in-depth, very thorough, leaving no stone unturned. The Tur brings from the Rambam that smuchim are not required, that in order to punish Shalom and Adin, you don't need a Beis Din of smuchim. And we saw from the Rambam that it doesn't seem so. The Rambam says, Halacha Dalet in the 24th paragraph of the Sanhedrin, the Bezin can give Malkus to someone who's not Mechuyav of Malkus, they can kill somebody who's not Mechuyav of Misa, Lo Lavral Divrei Torah, Lassus Siyag LaTorah, they say a Pirtzim Ham, they're allowed to kill or give lashes in order to stop it. The Rambam gives various examples. When talking about Malkus, the Rambam says, somebody who has a bad reputation. People say he's being over Averis, and there's a cult of Pasik. So you give him the Malkus. So the Rambam here says, talking about Malkus, Bezin b'chol makom b'chol zman. So Mashmos is, you don't need smuchim. When it comes to killing, you do need smuchim. Because there the Rambam Halacha Dalet doesn't say b'chol makom b'chol zman. So that's a big kasha in the tour. And not only that, the tour only brings up the Divrei Rambam Halacha Dalet, Behein Divrei Agamara Mamish. And what's the Rayalim in smuchim? How do you prove from the other Rambam doesn't require smuchim? Malach HaDalit. It's discussed, Drisha, Prisha, Bachtaz, and Sham. So based on what we explained at length in the previous year, we can say as follows. Rashi and Nakimara, Sanhedrin and Vav, it tells us that based on our Makin, Va'onshim Shalom and Adin, Sakta Rashi, below, she's kavnu lavro divrei Torah. Not that they should have kavanim to be over on divrei Torah. Levados milibam chiyuv misa l'shein el chayev. To invent from their heart a chiyuv misa if somebody's not chayev. Ela mipnei tzarech shah. But only for the needs of the time. Earlier on, we said, what's Pshat in Rashi? We said, Eich yale al adas, they're going to be Mechayiv Misa, somebody's not Chayiv Misa. So Rashi says, not to give Misa to somebody who's not Chayiv Misa, but not to invent a Misa for somebody who's not Chayiv, but rather in B'nai Tzarech HaShah, for the needs of the top. So how would you think they're going to be Mechayiv Misa to somebody who's not Chayiv? What do you think? Of course, somebody did something wrong, giving him Misa. The answer is, maybe, we said in a previous offering, in the second shir, that what this means is, that even B'tzarech Shah, there are asur levadus Misa she'enu Misa b'Torah. Even B'tzarech Shah, you now let him invent a Misa that's not a Misa b'Torah. Zeh tashas a Misa she'enu b'Torah. And that was the mistake. Of Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, who burned this woman alive, that's not a mitzvah to read in the Torah. In the Torah, you pour lead down her throat. You don't burn her alive. So when you give the misa,
It has to be a Misa that's written in the Torah. We wanted to compare this to what it says, for example, in Chidush HaAnshei Shem, that when the guy rode the horsey on Shabbos, they gave him a din of Mechal Shabbos B'Skila. Because they gave him a Misa that's already written in the Torah. They're not making up a Misa here. They're giving him a Misa that's really written in the Torah. He'd done the Daraisa, we've gotten Skila, so they gave him Skila for the Derabbanan, riding on the horse. Or a guy publicly has beer with his wife. So, same Zach. They gave him Malchus, because if he had done Znus, and he would have received Malchus. So, that's what we said Pshat and Rashi was, possibly. Can't make up a Misa, you have to give him the Misa that's already written in the Torah. Here they made up a Misa, because they gave him, Rav Chama burned the Bas Kohen, which we don't do according to the Torah. So that's Levados, that's inventing a new death. And therefore that's forbidden. As opposed to giving what already says in the Torah, just the person himself wouldn't have been chayev, but they're giving a misa that's already written in the Torah. Or if the Ran writes, Kavanas Rashi is that he's come to be mafkia shelo yehi b'takana olamis v'fi shezeh yekem moisif al divrei Torah. The Ran wants to say pshat in Rashi that he's saying he's being mafkia, he's saying it can't be that it's a takana olamis, that it's forever, because if he says that zeh yekem moisif al divrei Torah, that's adding on to Divrei Torah. You can't add on to Divrei Torah if it's forever. Therefore, Rashi says, though she's kavnu lavo Divrei Torah about this libam chi of misa l'sheinu chayv, not that they're doing it eternally, but mitzaruch hasha, they're only doing it temporarily. And that's the Ran Ayin Shem. And he brings from the Rambam in Mamrim 2:4, writes this, that you can't add on permanently Divrei Torah. However, we can say even more, and that is that Rashi is coming to Mafkia from the Shita of the Nemuka Yosef in the Chidush HaAnshei Shem that we mentioned earlier. In the earlier shiur we discussed it, so he referenced it here, and that is that they hold that this is Begeder Onesh Al HaAveira. When the basin is giving this irregular punishment, this person doesn't deserve, generally, but they're doing it now, the Tzarech HaShah, so the Nemuka Yosef, and the Chidush HaAnshei Shem, we're learning that it's a punishment. Rashi's coming to tell us that it's not a punishment. Ulashminan she'eno begeder onesh al aveira shezeu levados milibam misa she'eno chayev bo. He's saying it's not a punishment, and that means to invent from their heart a misa that's not, a person's not chayev. In other words, they're not giving an onesh. Ela hakol tzarech shor. It is all a temporary measure. Shelo yavru al aveira zu. They shouldn't be over on this Aveira, and it's not Begeder Onesh. We're just trying to prevent Aveiras, but it's not Begeder Onesh. And that's what the Rambam writes in Sanhedrin 24:4. Well, Lavrol Divrei Torah, Las Siyag the Torah. In other words, it's not Begeder Onesh. They're not being over on Divrei Torah and giving an Onesh that's not written in the Torah, and the rabbis punish, even though the person's not mechuyev. But rather, it's tzarech sha'ah. It's only temporary, so a person shouldn't be over on his aveira. And that's also what the Rambam says in Mamrim 2:4. That it's in order that the people shouldn't be over al divrei Torah. That's why you're giving this irregular punishment. We have a Shurim on Mamrim. Hopefully we'll go more into this Rambam. Mamrim series. The Mamrim series, the Malachim series, these mamish make me shiver. Baruch Hashem. And it could be that's also what the Ran means. And the Ran says that it's being mafkir, that it's not a tekana olamis, because that's Moisif al divrei Torah. If it's a tekana olamis, the Ran says, if it's forever, then it's like adding on to divrei Torah. So what the Ran means when he says that you shouldn't think it's permanent is that an oinesh shel keva, it's a permanent punishment. No, it's not a permanent punishment, but rather it's the tzorech ha'am. It's all right. It's only temporary. Because it's telling the matzu shel shas haveira. It's telling the situation people are in at the time of the this haveira. And if so, we can say that the nidon of the tur al smuchin lo aya mitzad hakoach shepashut lo latur shehakoach hu mitzad hatzorech. Now they're trying to figure out, doing the previous shiurim, what gives the beis din the right to give this irregular punishment outside of the boundaries of what the person is actually chayav. So the tour wasn't bothered by the fact that Bezin doesn't have koach to give this punishment. We talked about the koach and the siba. He wasn't bothered by the fact they don't have the power to give this punishment because it's tzorech. The tzorech, the need for this punishment, gives the Bezin and the koach. But rather, Salgadaitach kinemuke Yosef. The Havamin is like the Nemuke Yosef. That Ein Siba Eleklape Sanhedrin. That the proper Siba, according to the Nemuke Yosef, as we saw at length, the proper Siba is only when it's the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is a Siba to give this punishment. And that's why you're chayiv, the misa of that avera. If that would be an avera, that'd be machayiv yimisa. They do an avera. In the context they did it, they're not chayiv misa, but they would have done it worse, that same avera, they would have been chayiv misa. So the siba is, because the bezdin, as we said, because bezdin, ladun al avera, zuk shesh b'zeh avera, shechil shabbos mamis. Since the bezdin has the koach to be done on this avera, when there's Chil Shabbos Mamish, then Mikoyach Zeh Yeshlam Gam Din V'Siba Al Chil Shabbos She'enu Mikor Adin El Mitzarech Hashah. So now they also have a Siba, they also have a reason, they also have the rights to give the a valid reason to give a Chiyuv Misa when it's only Mitzarech Hashah, like when the guy rides in the horse on Shabbos. And this Koyach is only, it's not B'chol Samach, it's only Sanhedrin. That's what we discussed. So that's the Havamina that you would have. I mean, you'd only have a Siba. Koyach you have because it's Sarach HaShah. What about the Siba? As we said, in order to give Chiyuv Misa, you need that they should be empowered to do so, and they should have a proper reason to do so. The proper reason is Sanhedrin, and they're able to carry out Chiyuv Misas. Oh, that's why the Torah brings from the Rambam. In Halacha Dalet, Shurak Begeder Siag, V'lo Begeder Onesh. So it's only a Siag. That's Lashon the Rambam in Halacha Dalet 24:4. Sanhedrin 24:4. And it's only Begeder Siag, and it's not Begeder Onesh. Yesh Lam Yesh. The Beidin, the Halkus, Mishen Mukhiv Malkus, Largus, and Mishen Mukhiv Misa, Lo Lavra el Divrei Torah, El Lasis Siog the Torah. Not to be over on Divrei Torah, but rather to make a Siog for the Torah. So that's the Siog. Siog is not an Onesh. Nemuke Yosef is learning that it's an Onesh, and they need to see they're the Siva to give this Onesh, the fact that they're the Sanhedrin. So the Torah is saying, Midas HaRambam, no, look at Halacha Dalet. He says, it's Siyag, it's not an Onesh. And if it's just a Siyag, you don't need the Sanhedrin. If it were an Onesh, so the Sanhedrin's job is to give out Onesh. And the Mela, they can give out an Onesh, even if it isn't warranted for this particular Avera, the way he did it. But they can give a more severe Onesh, had he done the Avera in a worse way, like Chil Shabbos, had he done it Daraisa. So they can give that skill for Begeder Onesh, but that you need the Siva Sanhedrin. But here you don't need any Siva. Because it's Begeder Siyag. So you don't need the Sanhedrin. There's no end in the Sanhedrin Dafka. And you also, frankly, don't need Smuchin. Why would you need Smuchin? They're just making a Siyag. Why do they have to be Smuchin? So that could be pshat in the Tur, how the Tur learned the Rambam. Achem. Oh, it's not so pashut. B'das HaRambam Atzmai. B'meshe mashma mitvarav b'alachay hey. Shapir yesh lomar. B'svir alay delamita b'ay b'al koch al koch mitzad Atzmai. B'lay sagi b'ze b'tzorech. But from the words of the Rambam in Halacha hey, v'chen yesh l'beizim b'chol makom b'chol zman l'halkos adem shishmu asoy ro. V'yom meraminin ach olov. Shoever ala gayus, vushia kol shena poisek, kamosha biyamu. Like we mentioned in a previous shir, punishing a person, like we had today, punishing a person in our times, punishing a person who's, you don't necessarily have edus in a beisdin, with the person there, usually the person has to be there. But here you have a kol de lo posek, you have an amran and acharov. So that's enough to warrant the punishment. A kaponim, the Rambam in Halacha, he says, that Lemisa, but there the Rambam says, Chen yesh lebeizdin b'chol makom u'chol zman. So when talking about Malkus, they're allowed to give out Malkus if they're not smuchim, but not Misa, as we're in Medayik. Because in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, b'chol makom u'chol zman. That means even not smuchim. And there the Rambam is only talking about Malkus. So Chadalid, the Rambam talks about a chiyuv misa. And there the Rambam is likely talking about, and there the Rambam doesn't say anything about b'chol makom zman zman b'chol zman. So therefore the Rambam might be talking about smuchim. So therefore misa, he needs a koach mitzad atzmo, v'lo mitzvah sagi b'zev tzorech. Mishum hachi boi smuchim. And that's why you need smuchim, because they don't have the koach. They don't have the requisite koach. As we explained in the previous shir in the Bidas Haran. But how do they get the koach? Koach is that they're smuchim. So in order to give a chiyuv misa, they need koach. Mitzad atzmo, it's not enough. The tzorech is not enough. Before we were saying that to the Torah pashut, that tzarech is enough to give them the koach. Pshita leisha koach u'mitzad tzarech. The Rambam doesn't necessarily hold that way. Maybe the Rambam says they need tzarech. The fact that there's a need now is not enough to give them the koach, and therefore they need to be smuchim, like the Rambam writes. That's why it's meduik in the Rambam that for misi you need smuchim, because that's what gives them koch. Aval etzem isvara lo sfir leilatur, the Torah doesn't hold that svar. The Torah says koach is the shah, tzorech hashah is enough koch. Ah, what about the siva? What about a valid reason for them to do this? Not that they're empowered, they also need a good reason. So what would be a good reason? The fact that it's only a siyag, and that it's not an onish. That's enough of a siba. That's what the Torah brings from the Rambam. You know, the Rambam himself might disagree, but the Torah brings from the Rambam that it's only a siyag. Lo lavra,
Yesh, the Beis Nahakas, Mishenah B'choy Makas, Lav Mishenah B'choy Yavisa, Lo Lavra al Divetur Alas, Siag Vitur.
Their job is to make the Siag. For a Siag, so then you don't need a Sanhedrin. You don't even need Smuchim for a Siag. Torah's medayik that it's not begeder onish. Not begeder onish, you don't need the Sanhedrin. You don't need the Sanhedrin, you don't even need Smuchim. So then Amukah Yosef in Sanhedrin, in Yevamis, writes, the Lo Shari Elevim Mikdor Milsa V'dekan L'Yisrael L'Fisha, but only if it's a temporary measure. Why does it have to be for a L'Fisha, for a Mikdor Milsa? Because otherwise, it would be Aser, because it's Mosif Ala Mitzvahs. If it's permanent, it's Mosif Ala Mitzvahs. But the fisha, it's mutter. Why is it mutter according to the Namukha Yosef? But Torah says onesh. According to the Rambam, and for him, he needs. That's why the Namukha Yosef requires a Sanhedrin. If they're killing, it has to be a Sanhedrin. But in the Rambam, it's meduik that it's not a halacha, it's not a chiyu, but rather it's a seal fi ma shiyaraila. In the Torah, therefore, medayek, that it's not begeder onish. Not begeder onish. You don't need a Sanhedrin, you don't even need smuchim. So that'd be Shittas HaRambam, as the Torah understands it, and as the Rambam himself holds. The Rambam himself, it's medayek, would require smuchim, but the Torah holds, using the Rambam's idea of siyag, the Torah paskin that you don't need smuchim. Why? Because koach is tzorech hashah is enough of a koach, and the actual punishment that you're giving is a siyag, like the Rambam says. So it's a siyag. What do you need smuchim for? Okay, so that's obviously pilei plos, and. With Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue. B'li Neder, I hope, because this is so awesome. And we will hopefully be zocheh to see more neflos mitaras Hashem. This was amazing. And there was so much more to say, so many incredible tradition to share. So hopefully we'll be zocheh to do so. And we'll see Gavaldic and Aflos. So shalom, shalom, and thank you for listening.